This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
From sunny South Florida, it's episode 579. Hey, Crystal, what's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 23.
And the verses?
Verses 37 through 39.
Excellent. Let's get started.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Nice job, Crystal. Thank you.
Jesus was very saddened by the fact that people were not listening to his message. Can you picture a hen protecting her little chicks, spreading out her wings over her babies? Well, that's how God looks at us. We are God's children, and God wants to protect us, to care for us, to love us. But Jesus saw that many of the people didn't want that protection or love. They wanted to do their own thing. They thought that their way was the best way. More than anything else, it saddened Jesus. He was sad because that's what happens when someone you love is not taking care of themselves, doing something that brings them into harm. Jesus felt sad. And I think that even now he's sad when we choose to do the wrong things in our life, when we choose not to follow him or the life that he calls us to. He's sad because he knows that following him is the best, the healthiest, and most joyful way to live. He wants us to be all those things, and anything less than being joyful and spiritually healthy makes him sad. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is never shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.